Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I'm John Batsu with Professor Evan Ellis, and we're looking for positive news. But Argentina, which has been a source of positive news for months, thanks to the libertarian Javier Milei, now must deal with the other part of the story, which is the pensioners, who are protesting sometimes violently, but certainly vividly in the streets of Buenos Aires. Professor, my connection to this story is I recall early on in Vladimir Putin's presidency, back at the turn of the century, when all looked like Russia was coming over to capitalism and transparency, there was a demonstration by pensioners against Putin, and his popularity started to spiral downward. And I was told at the time by Professor Steve Cohen, who's no longer with us, that this really scares Putin and the Kremlin. This is it, the pensioners. I didn't understand at the time, I do now. Those are the people that form the major opinion of support for Putin, the old ways. Is that true in Argentina? Are the pensioners out there, are they remembering the old ways, the Peronistas, and demonstrating, knowing that Javier Milei doesn't have a solution except for state socialism?
John, for me, the really core issue is, of course, directly the pensioners, but indirectly the family of the pensioners and what the pensioners mean to society. Because in a sense, being able to take care of pensioners in a dignified way, number one, these are, you know, people's, you know, fathers and grandfathers, etc. In many ways, pensioners represents the meaning of a long and dignified life. And so in Russia, in Argentina, elsewhere, there's a sense that, you know, pensioners are not getting enough money because of inflation or other things to be able to adequately eat and be taken care of. You're not only, again, really going against somebody's father and grandfather, which, you know, has deep political sensitivities, but it's also a sense of, you know, what does life mean for all of Argentinians when at the end of the day, you know, that life cannot be, ended in its twilight days with dignity. And so the deeper reflection is that in Argentina, you know, the very necessary, very deep cuts that Milei has made, not only cut those social service programs in government programs and transfer programs to the provinces, but did a lot of things that at least temporarily increased in inflation, including allowing the currency to float, although that's now you know, stabilized out a bit. But so the impact of increasing in prices also with a decrease in subsidy of, you know, of different transportation, electricity and other public services, et cetera, has meant that, you know, those that pension spending doesn't go as far as it used to. And that's really put a crunch on people with fixed income. And so you know, this latest issue basically happened when there was supposed to be a vote in the Argentine Congress to increase the pensions to adjust for some of the inflationary effects. They had a political squabble. They couldn't actually get a quorum. Not enough people showed up to actually push the vote through. There were protesters who became enraged outside of the Argentine Congress that led to a larger than normal scuffle, because these scuffles have been going on for quite some time over some of the tough medicine that Milei has imposed. In this particular case, about 82 people were injured. Only about four people were arrested. But it was clear that, you know, the issue of pensioners is one of the many costs of the tough but really remarkably successful medicine that Milei has imposed through his libertarian policies, that this has begun to touch a nerve, and you know, that you know, that generates certain, you know, if not only protests, but certain political responses, and that becomes an even greater sensitivity as Argentina moves towards its October 2025 midterm elections that will define in part the power that his party Libertad Avanza and his movement in general you have in Argentina.
Elections, you remind me, Bolivia's got an election, I believe, next year. Is that correct, Professor? And they are moving around the deck chairs. Morales is banned by court order from running again. He's like an angel of death floating above the Americas. Wherever he goes, there's going to be trouble. I know it's not the end of trouble, but for the moment, he's banned from running for the presidency. Do they have an obvious candidate?
Well, John, there have been some interesting developments in Bolivia in the past week.
Professor, one minute.
You have a divided left and a divided right. But within the divided left, on the one hand, Morales has been disqualified. We'll see if that holds. The current president, Luis Arce, has basically decided not to run. That leaves a couple candidates, but the dominant candidate on the left is Andronico Rodriguez, the head of the Senate, who is really being pushed forward as the kind of the new upcoming reformist candidate who could unite the left, although there's still alternatives at a time in which the right is still divided between a number of kind of older generation candidate, Manfred Reyes Villa, Carlos Mesa, and Jorge Tuto Quiroga. And so there is a path in which you could see a new face that could transform, which really seemed to be a very chaotic, corrupted left in Bolivia as that country tries to emerge from very, very grave economic and other problems.
Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.